Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor, welcoming you out for a wonderful show today, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you. You want all that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity right now, not 30 or 40,000 years from now, but today. So you have that life of freedom to be able to be with those that you love, to do what you love. And when you want to do it, do it while you're still alive and young. And that's the key thing here, is you want that freedom, not just for yourself, but you know that as you create freedom for yourself and you liberate your own future and your own finances, you're able to be a rippler and be able to create a ripple effect in other people's lives as well. And so I'm so appreciative to have you guys here. I got to tell you that, you know, with all the people out there, I got to say, you guys are some of the coolest people I've met, you know, really. I would sincerely mean that. Like, hey, this may not be the biggest number one investing/finance podcast show out there, but I'll tell you, for those that are following, those of you guys that are like diehard fans, man, like, I am proud to be part of this ripple effect with you guys. And so welcome again. Remember, you can check out our website, moneyripples.com, you know, with the great blogs and other things on there as well. You know, so today I was thinking about, this is an idea that popped in my head while I was going for a run. You know, I've been talking to some people recently, and they're, you know, in their mid 40s, you know, and it's not just them. I mean, I've talked to so many of you where, you could be in your 30s, maybe 40s, and sometimes even in your 50s. And even then, this still applies to those of you that are in your 60s and beyond. You know, as I'm talking to you guys, especially with this one particular couple, you know, I started to see that, you know, they're packing full their 401k, right? They're stuffing the money in there. Why? Because that's what they knew. You know, they didn't know any differently. They're like, well, we know that there's other types of investments out there, but we're putting money in here because, well, we figure that maybe we can do something with it down the road. And I asked them, like, well, what's your goal? You know, what is it you really want? And they said, well, you know, I wouldn't mind by 65. I said, well, what if we could do it sooner? Well, of course I would love it sooner. I'm like, well, if your goal is to retire before you're 60, why would you put more money into something that you can't touch until you're 59 and a half or older, right? And every time this point comes up, it's almost like it's unknown to them, but it does become a big revelation. And I get it. I mean, you've had, you know, billions of dollars of advertising marketed towards you. If we really go back to the history of like the 401k, right? And now the 401k started in the 70s. It was more just an executive plan for people. It was almost like an extra plan to go with their pension, you know, so a way that they could put away money and defer some taxes and things like that. Especially if they're high paid executives, they say, hey, if I can put money in here, great. I can actually go and, you know, defer my taxes to maybe when I am in a cheaper tax bracket. That was the teaching, right? The truth is that's rarely ever the case with people I've talked to, is that most of the time you're in the lowest tax bracket right now, just because of inflation alone. Inflation requires you to pull out more money and more income in down the road. So anyways, they started out with this executive plan, and now there became a need because go with this story with me for a little bit. And this is a story that I'm not saying is the absolute exact way it went, but it's probably not too far from the truth. You know, the story is this, that the government starts to see, all right, we're into the 1970s, going into the 1980s. All right, one of the big concerns, especially when the Reagan administration took over, is how do we deal with this whole Social Security issue? Because they saw that the baby boomers, of course, they've been funding Social Security for the younger generation. But what about this Generation X coming up that's not nearly as big as the baby boomers? There's going to be less people funding Social Security. Because the way it worked is Social Security is funded by those that are still alive and working, and funding those that are in retirement. But they saw all of a sudden the triangle kind of inverted. When it's supposed to be more workers funding for less less retirees. Now there's going to be less workers funding for more retirees. And they said, oh, this is not good. So what are we going to do? And at this point, the financial industry says, hey, I bet you we can help each other. Because the financial industry says, you know what? Let's get them to do something that we've already been doing. Let's get people to invest in a retirement plan like IRAs and 401ks that we already have here, these tax codes you guys already voted in. But let's make it more available to the average Joe. Let's make it available to the average employee, because let's be honest, you're going to run out of money with Social Security. So we got to get people saving more money. Why not make this something that every employer should offer to their employees, where the employees can now take over? Now, the government loves this answer because they say that's a great idea because we can't fund everybody and there's people expecting this money. And on the flip side, the financial industry says, hey, this is great too because we have we can offer these things. And in their mind, they're knowing, hey, we can make a ton of money just by getting more people invested in the markets and in our products. And in fact, let's have an age. Let's make sure it is staying out at least 59 and a half to retirement age so that they can't access that money anytime soon. And in the meantime, we make amazing money on their money. In fact, let's teach them to live on less than the interest. So then ideally they're not pulling out any more than the interest. That means we're still getting paid. And in fact, maybe even keeps growing because they're afraid of running out of money if they keep living longer. And so as a result, the 401k got introduced in the mid 80s and boom, it becomes a hit, right? Eventually people start dumping their money in. And now this has all been history. This has been the case for really, exactly 35 years. It was 1984 when that got into play. I remember one of my clients that I worked with, he actually got in right when the 401k was introduced at the very beginning for his company. It was beginning of 1985, January 1985. And I remember meeting with him because he said, all right, I've been dumping in tons of money into this and maxing it out. I'm 62 years old, but there's something wrong here. And when we looked at the numbers, realized, ooh, this is gross. Because in truth, he had been dumping in that money from, this is not in 2010 about when I had met with him. So from 1985 to 2010, so for really 25 years, he had been dumping money into this only to realize he only had about $300,000. That's it. $300,000 while still putting it in. Now he's thinking, I can't retire on that. There's no way. And I'm at retirement age. And he had, again, 25 years, again, putting in the max. Now, the market doesn't smile on him just right, which is what happened. He went through the recession and Y2K, even though he had the roaring 90s and even a good part of the 80s that had great growth in the market because of the baby boomers dumping in cash in these 401ks, he still didn't have enough money. And this is the thing, guys, that, again, like it depends on your goals. Now, if your goal is retire at 65, great. Maybe you don't care. The one problem is that you're dumping money into a fund or into a retirement plan that only offers funds that are in the stock market. Now, some of you know that, of course, if you don't have it in a company, if you're not an employee, if you're an employer, yes, you can control your own money. You can have self-directed accounts and all this and that, right? But here's the issue is that even with self-directed accounts, you're still limited on what you can invest in. Now, the better answer is, of course, can you invest in alternative investments, things that can pay you better returns than the stock market? Absolutely. Yes, you could do that. But it doesn't change the fact that you've put a life sentence on your money. A life sentence. You've locked it up. That money is locked away. And even if you try to touch your own money, and again, even if you're your own employer paying your own match, you still get slapped with a 10% penalty for touching it early. And taxes. So it's not just taxes, but now you get slapped with a freaking penalty on your own money. Does that sound right to you guys? It doesn't sound right to me at all. It's like saying, hey, mom, dad, can I go drive the car? When the car is really just your own car. You're asking to drive your own vehicle you bought and paid for with your own cash, and you still have to ask for permission. And if you take it without permission, guess what? They're going to ground you for using your own car. And that's what's happening with your money, is that you're locking this money up. And for you guys that actually want to have hope of an actual life, because here's the thing, there are no guarantees in life, guys. There is no guarantee you're even going to live to 59 and a half or older. Something can happen. Even if you're in the best of health, things can happen. I've lost several friends in plane accidents, of all things. I mean, one of the most rare things you could die in. Again, they're all in private planes, not commercial airlines, right? But again, there was like four or five friends that have died in plane wrecks in over the last, you know, 15 years that I've known. I've known these people, you know, and so we have no guarantees. Not to mention, how many of you guys have kids? Because if you're like me, I've got, you know, six of my own kids. My wife has two. We have a blended family of eight kids. You know, my kids range anywhere from almost four all the way up to almost 16. And I'll tell you, and I'm sure some of you already know this, you know, when they get started in those teenage years, they don't want to hang out with you as much. You know, it's not as cool. And even if they love you, they're just, they got other things going on in their life. You know, so when you have all these kids with all their own lives and things going on, it doesn't leave a whole lot of time for you, does it? So how about, I mean, for many of you, you're trying to delay it till you're 60 plus years old. Well, how old will your kids be then? Are they going to be adults by that point? Some of them in college, maybe grown up, got families of their own. Now all that time you want to spend with your family, that precious time is gone. And some of you have been delaying it and delaying it. And the truth is, guys, I've ran the numbers. If you want to, if you have a 20-year retirement goal and you want to have about even just a $60,000 to $70,000 a year lifestyle today, based on the real returns of the market, not the fake ones that they tell you, the average returns, but the real actual yield, the average yield of the market, which, by the way, for the last 30 years is 7.45% as of a few weeks ago. If you go by the real returns, even with a match, which by the way, the match only adds a couple of percent return. So one, remember that 7.45% is the S&P 500. Two, that's before your fees are taken out, which yes, 401ks usually have fees of at least 1 to 1.5% on average. If you're lucky, maybe you have a bigger company where it's only like 0.8%, but for the most part, you're paying at least 1% a year. So that means you might net maybe 6 to 6.5%. Add a few more percent, maybe if you're lucky, you add 8 to 9% return in your 401k. But wait, there's more. Now you haven't been taxed that money yet. So you take the taxes back out, say even if it's 25%, you're at 8%. Now you're back down to 6, maybe 6.5 with that 9% return. Whoop-de-doo, you made whopping 6, 6.5% if you're lucky, by the way. Most funds don't even return those kind of returns. And so you start putting these numbers in calculators, you start to realize, ooh, this is not good. Oh, what if inflation is actually not 2 or 3% like the government's claiming because they don't want to keep doing the cost of living increases on your Social Security? Let's just say it was 4 or 5%. Now watch what happens. And you'll start to realize if you want to live on an actual lifestyle in the future, you got to be packing away like a 20-year retirement goal. You got to be packing away over $8,000 a month. Guys, putting away over 100 grand a year, well, one, in a 401k, you legally can't do it. It's impossible. You can't do it. So what are the options? Yeah, that's the thing, is like you guys are destined for nothing. You're destined for not enough. You understand what I'm saying here? Is that you cannot retire with your 401k. You can get a little bit of supplemental income from it, but it won't do the job. And even with Social Security, maybe you'll be lucky enough to have enough. But the truth is, guys, is that you probably won't be able to save enough in your 401k to hit your goals, especially if you want to have a meaningful life ahead of you. The only way to do it is to question the status quo. You know, I love what Mark Twain says, you know, and again, I'm paraphrasing because I don't have the exact quote offhand here. But he says, whenever you find yourselves on the side of the majority, it's time to pause and reflect. Guys, the majority, they're not cutting it. And I know, because I'm talking to many of you that are in your 60s, have had 401ks and IRAs, and you're saying, now what? Because now you're saying, ooh, but I've avoided paying the tax on this. I don't want to have to pay tax on it. And yeah, if we get pretty creative, there's ways we can, you know, at least negate the taxes for you, but it makes it trickier. It does. And really, you've lost time. And how many, I can't tell you how many times, and it's on a weekly basis, I hear from people saying, Chris, where were you 10, 20 years ago when I needed you? The truth is, I was teaching this crap before, telling you to fund your 401ks and IRAs. That's what I was doing, like, you know, 20 years or almost 20 years ago. 10 years ago, I woke up, but even then, I, you know, it was a recession. I had no clue what to tell you to invest in at that point, other than investing in yourself and your education or your business, right? But the truth is that there's so many options nowadays, right? There's so much more potential. And if you want to have an actual life, a life that you're able to enjoy, not hopefully someday, which you might have to cut back and be leaner in your retirement years than in your years. Your golden years will really become kind of the bronze years. You know, it doesn't really become golden because you're having to cut back and figure out what to do, or keep delaying retirement, delaying that life to the point where maybe you have no life left in you or no health left in you. And I hope that's not the case, guys, but the truth is this, is that you don't know what the future brings. What if you don't even make it to 59 and a half? What are you going to do then? Are you going to have all this life of regrets? Guys, the time is now to change it. This is why when people say, well, what else would you do, Chris? Well, in many cases, not all, but in many cases, I'll have people, if we're not putting into savings to go do an alternative investments, we'll run it through the life insurance and then go do alternative investments. So at least we make money twice on that money. Because some of you kind of need that extra boost. You need that extra help to get that money producing, you know, and get it working for you. So that's why we use life insurance as a one tool to help with the bigger picture. Again, life insurance by itself will never get you there. Don't believe anybody who's telling you, teaching about infinite banking, saying that life insurance will help you retire. It'll help, but it won't get you there either. Just as like a 401k, it won't get you there by itself. You need other things, which is why the strategy I use of life insurance is it's a support. It's not the main star. It's a supportive character. But the main star is doing things outside of the market, doing out things outside your employer, which is scary because all your employee friends, your colleagues and other, you know, business owners and people like that, that are doing this will say you're crazy for not doing this. You know what? You're crazy for still doing it when it hasn't worked yet. It hasn't. And I've seen it time and time again. It has never really produced the returns that people had hoped for. That's the thing. Everybody that I've talked to says, yeah, I expect my 401k to have more money in it by now, especially after decades of putting it in. Don't be that person you've put in for decades, only realize it wasn't enough. Change it. Start now. Do not give your money a life imprisonment. Your money has life and it can create a life for you. Release it, free it, allow it to work for you instead of having it stuck in jail behind bars with penalties and stipulations and government controls. Guys, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. If you have any questions, shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.